Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. It's Yeshiva Yisrael's Rav Maryam Rosh Shichlu, Nishmas Mar says to Pastor Shmuel. And this is based on the Divrei Yoel on Chanukah. We say in the Piyut, Taneru Salalu, Anu Madlikim Al Nisim Al Flos, etc. Shesisla Vesenu, Haidei Kohanecha, Gedshim Chol, Shmona Simei Chanukah, Taneru Salalu Kol Deshim. So we say that the Nes was done through the Kohanim. What's special about the Kohanim? And also, what's the Keshe between the Kohanim? And that we say further, that all 8 days of Chanukah, what's actually need Kohanim and 8 days of Chanukah. It's well known, the Kasha of the Beis Yosef, Zimitav Reish Ayin, why Chanukah is 8 days? Chanukah should be 7 days. The first day there wasn't an ace, they had enough for 1 day. So Beis Yosef answers three teruts, and one is that every night they put in an eighth, and even on the first night then it was only an eighth, but it would kindle the whole night. Number two, after they put the Shemen in the Neros, they found the Pach full again, so you see the ace already on the first night. And number three, and the first night they put all of the oil in the candles, in the candelabra, the menorah, and it burned till morning. And in the morning they found that the neros were filled with shemen. So to every night. So it turns out then that and every night there was a miracle. Ad kan divrei Beis Yosef. The Prichadash asks on all these teruts. On the first terrace he asks, how can they put in only an eighth? The Gemara says that you have to put in kedei midase, you have to put in enough that it should stay with it the whole night. And they didn't do that. They only put in an eighth. On the other Tirutim, he asked that if it was the Pach was refilled or the menorah was refilled, then there was no nes on the eighth day. There was no need that it should be refilled because Leil Tes they already had new shemen. And the shemen that was needed for the eighth night already filled its purpose because the nes on the seventh day that the Pach was refilled or the menorah was refilled. So Akopanim Chazninan, we see from all the Mefarshim that they tried to explain what the Nes was on the first night. So Pashtus, it's Pasha to them that there was the only Nes was on the other nights, it wasn't on the first night. So as the Haflon upon him Yafus in Parshas Mikates, that in the Gemara we see Fakert. It says Shabbos Kafchov Gimel Amr of Yehuda. Yarmishan Aro Mevarech Shtayim Amadlik Mevarech Gimel. Mikan Velech Madlik Mevarech Shtayim Aro Mevarech Echod. Mai Memait Memait Zman Minimot Nisa Neis Buchol Yom. Isay. So the Gemara says that on the first day the Roe makes two brachas. If you see the Neres Chanukah, you make two brachas. And the Madlik, the one who actually lights, makes three from here on in. The one who lights the candles makes two. And the one who sees makes one. So which bracha do they knock out? Which bracha is removed, not said on the next days after the first day? My zman, you don't say shechianu. That's the Gemara v'nimod nisa. Why don't we my chasa nisim lav hoseinu? And so the Gemara nes b'chol yom yisin. The nes was every day. Rashi explains shere kol shmon adlikum min apach, all 8 days they live from the pach. So it's mashmal lefi asakadaita shel Gemara. Gemara learned is a svar pshuta that the ikar nes was only on the first night. And they're saying, and the rest of the nights don't make a shasa nisim, only make a shasa nisim on the first night. Chora, smar mu peches, chora tfakert, that b'zayin yamim, hayan nes, mevur v'nigle lakol. 7 days was the real miracle. And the first day was NBD, no big deal. Because the first day they already had they had oil for the first night. Nishtabru kamakul musim, liyashiv levar mitzius hanes. So everybody tries to figure out what the nes was on the first day. But Al Kopanim, the first day didn't seem to be a serious event. The first day was just a regular lighting. And everyone's trying to figure out, Ma karabi yom rishon. But in the Gemara you see fakert. In the Gemara you see that the ikar nes was on the first night, and the other nights was no big deal. And if we want to be memayit the nes in the other night, come on from the Gemara, no, the other night there was also nes. But the karile my karile. What's mekar my kasavul himself my kasavul? What was the Gemara thinking at the beginning? That only the first night was a miracle. Otik shapri chadash mashikasav v'mashikasav rambam. V'peragim l'chaschanik asher b'chafei v'kislev hay nitzachan mulchama v'aznichan su akohanim leichol. V'vazay l'fi zeh l'haisa hadlakas hamenor b'rishona ad leil chavov. V'aylanu l'haschi hadlakas neirus chanika mileil chavov. V'rak the prach, I don't understand. Chambam says that Chafei B'Kislev, they won the war, And then the Kohanim went into the Heichal. So if they won on Chav Hei, then they only started lighting on Chav Vav. So we should start a Lakas Neres Chanukah Midel Chav Vav. Lamana Madlikim Midel Chav Hei. Lel Chav Hei, there was no nice yet. It was Lel Chav Vav. They fought on the 25th, and then on the 26th they started lighting. So the Prichader says that the Chav Hei was Zechel Nitzachon HaMulchama. Rav Poskim don't hold like that. We also have to Miyashiv, the two members of Rabbi Tanchum, whom we have recently had a share from the Heilige Kli Chemda, we saw the Valde Gezachin. Rabbi Tanchum, the Achanaka Shenicha Lamala Me'etzer Ma'am Apsula. If it's higher than 20 Amos, it's possible. Vidach Me'am Rabbi Tanchum, Dursiv Ha'bor Reik, Ein Bo Mayim. Mayim Ein Bo, Avon Chashem Bakrav, and Yesh Bo. וכן זה יש במדרש. הדודאים נוסנו ריח, זה רובן שהציל אס יוסף, על פסחנו כל מגודם, זה נר חנוכה, שמצווה לניחה על הפתח, וצריך ביור. So we have the one member of it being higher than 20 is possible, the נר חנוכה. And we have another member of Rabbi Tanchum, פוס שטייט, והבו ריק אין בו מים, שמים אין בו, אבל נחשים והקרבים יש בו. וכן זה יש במדרש, הדודאים נתנו ריח, that's רובן, who saved יוסף. That's Ner Chanukah, that it's a mitzvah to place it on the Pesach. So we have to understand the shaychus of these two inyanim. Hatzolas Ruvain, Hadudaim, the Dudaim, Leah sent out Ruvain to get the Dudaim. And then Rachel wanted the Dudaim. She gave Rachel the dime, and then she got Yaakov that night. So that's the dime gave spell. That's Reuven. She'll tell Siel safe. Val psachenu kol megadim, and then our it's a pasuk in Shir Shir. Val psachenu kol megadim, and on our entrances are all of the delicacies. That's Ner Chanukah. That it's a mitzvah to put Ner Chanukah on the Pesach. So we first have the Dudaim Nasna Reich as Reuven that saved Yosef, and Apsachinu Kol Megadim is near Chanukah. And we have to understand what's the Kesher. Atzelus Reuven is Yosef in Mitzvahs near Chanukah. Ulevara inya niftach la pischarig berishayne lekaim terutsu apeis shal apeis Yosef. Sheapach nismale miyad lachar ha'aroche. So we'll start with Teretz number two, that the jug was refilled. And so is Mefurish in the Medrash Haggadah to Chanukah. And it's also Meduyik Lashon HaGemara. V'nase bo nes. Mashmash ha'nes shel Hashem hayav odor bapach. The nes, if you say the bow, is the pach. So then the jug, the nes is in the jug. That's how you learn bow, and not in the oil. And the Pri Chodosh asks, "Shalafi zeh, v'haya neis b'leil ches, shekvar nismalei apach letzarcha b'leil zayin." So why are they kovei yomtiv on the eighth night? It already on the seventh night already it was refilled for the eighth night, and then the eighth night there was no miracle. The answer is we see the Rabbi Neis Purim. The whole neis was done on Tes Zayin Nisan. Why? Because on the second day of Pesach, which is Tez Zayin Nisan, they hanged Haman. And then they sent the Igros Shnios, El Bittel Agzeru V'Nakama B'Sayinei Yisrael. So even though L'Kal Maisa Lo Yigiyu Ad Choy D'Shadu L'Shan Abba B'Yom Asher Sib Roi V'Ayudim Lishloit B'Hem B'Nafichu, nevertheless, the Gzeru K'var Nisbat Lo B'Pesach D'Ishtikad V'Kvar Miyaz Ne'amar Lehem V'Atem Kitvu Al Yudim K'tov B'Neichem V'Lama Kavu Li Yom Tov Et Yom Yedalet B'Adar. So the Gzeira was already Mizbatel Pesach time. And already then was said, you write for whatever is good for the Jews. So why were the Koveya Yantav Yud Daled Ba'adar? The answer is because then it was Yotzei Lepoa. And the Ikar Simcha is when it actually happens, the Toelis from the Nes. When you go to a place that a miracle happens, say, Baruch Hashem Nes B'makom HaZeh, and after a long time. Because even then he's Nene from the Nes, so it's right to make a bracha. So, Kamokain, Shalomar, Gamkan. אפשר לומר בנס דנרס חנקה, even though on ליל תחס לא היה עוד נס, שכבר נשמע לי לצרכו בליל זיין, nevertheless, since the תכלס ותועלס עשה הנס של ליל זיין, הרי היה לצורך ליל חס, כדי שיהיה להם שמן תור ומל להדליק בליל חס, אם כן עשה שי היא העיקר, תרוי לקבוע לה עשה ימתיב, תעז מותה הנוע ותועלס מן הנס, Okay, Shapir Kavu Gam Yom Ches Liyomtiv. The Toelis was on the eighth day. And therefore the eighth day, the Toelis from the Nes is on the eighth day, therefore the eighth day also gets a holiday. And not only that, the eighth is more chashiv than the first, because the first, there was only a Nes for the second night. So okay, we're celebrating that Nes, but there was only Yotzei Lepoel on the second night. But on the eighth night, there's no kasha, because the eighth night, it was Yotzei, the Nes was Yotzei Lepoel. And that's what we celebrate. We celebrate the Hotzah B'Pol, the actualization of the miracle. The Shiltis, the Rabbi Chai Gon, Sof Shilta Chavav, says, Shinitzchu Malchim, Machbez Chashmonoi, Batku Lamatsu, Shemen El Apach Echad, Voibo Lahadlik, Afilu Yoim Echad, V'Nasal Hamnes, V'Liki V'Menu Shmein Yam. They didn't have even for one day, and a miracle transpired, and they lived for 8 days. So the Fizeh, the Faran for the Kasha the Beis Yosef. They didn't even have for one day. Afilu Yoyim Echad. Afilu Yoyim Echad. So Faran for the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. That the Nes was on the first day also. But in Unzel Gemara, Shtayt, it says in our Gemara that they had for one night, so therefore you have to be Yashiv the Kashi the Beis Yosef. Also in the Shiltas himself, earlier on at the beginning of this Shilt, it says, like our Gemara, Dahu Luga, the Shtakach, the Chol of Ahav Beishiu, Yoim Chod. The adlikim v'nei tumanya yoyim, and it had washir for one day. L'chayr, it's a stira b'divrei ha-shiltas kufa. I remember I first saw the shiltas, I think, in the mo'adim b'halocha of ha-goyin Rabbi Yosef Shalom Zevin. Shlomo Yosef Zevin. Zeichet tzadik l'bruch. So that really answers the kashya of the shiltas soyser himself. Because then he quotes our gemara they had for one day. And then it's Sivis Badr, Mehechitesi, the shiltas says in his paperish, on the Shiltis, how does the Shiltis know that they didn't have for one day? So we could say that the Shiltis, both the Shonis and the Shiltis, are Nechoinim Ve'amitim. Because they make Shaila there, it's Medaktik, and what the Shiltis writes, Tahi Luga, that Lug, the Ishtakach Ve'echola, that was found in Hechel Ve'hove Ve'ishiur Yoimad Chad. It had enough for one day. So it's mash of the Shem in the Pach. Hayamidas a lug, Vushira Masbeg Lepas Yom Echad. It was a lug and it was enough for one day. L'chayra, if you learn Menachos, you know, Tav Peches, Amud Beis, the Nerechad Bovad, they need a half a lug. With the Zayin Kinea Menoira, Medarv Hobin, Drei, Halb and Drei, 3.5 lugs. What do you mean they found one lug? The Gemara says you need 3.5 lugs for a day. So what does it mean they had one? So the lug is lav dafka. It doesn't mean midas lug. It means kli shemachzik kidei gimel lugin v'chetzi. Or it's a shame kli. Midashim lagin amuzkur b'shas kamepamim. Like we see at the end of Maseches Kelim, we've had numerous shiurim and kelim, b'siyata d'shemaya gedola. Kelim. Leginim gedolim, Perish Kadim Gidolim Vukli Gadol Shishmo Liga. So this is a league. In modern Hebrew, a league is a league. So it was a big kli. It held 3.5 lug. So the lashon of lug is lav dafka. And with this, we can enter in the sheiltis. B'shenoy mar shenoy mar kach. She'omnam ha'pach be'emes haya gadol kol kach. She'haya b'mokom maspik l'shem in shir yoyim echad. There was sufficient for one day. Avalev she'shaloya molei v'ha'shem in anim tzeboloya maspik afilu adlokat yoyim echad. So the pach was big enough, but who says the pach was filled to the top? So maybe both lashonas are true. Not that he says that the lug that they found in the heichal had a shear for one. That that it says in the she'iltis that first it says that they didn't have, that they had for one day. That that it says that they had for one day means the lug, in other words, the kli, had enough to be machzik shemen kishir yoyim echad. But the shemen hanimtzebo didn't have kedei hadlakas yoyim echad. And that's what it says at the end of the shilta. Batku v'loy matzu ela pachecht v'loy bo lahadlik afilu yoyim echad. In other words, the shemen inside this kli wasn't enough for one day. And it could be that the reason the way Rav Achai Gon, the author of the shiltas, the way he knew this is because of the kasha of the Beis Yosef. And this kasha is already brought earlier, before the Beis Yosef. He just made it famous. This is the Gemara says, Shematzu pach, v'lebo lahadlik yoyim echad. So l'chore, there was no nes in the first day. Why are they metakin to be madlik neros Chanukah? So merely it was machriach that we have to say, Shekach hoya maise, she'omnam shebotku v'lo imotzu ala pach echad shel shemen tohar. So they found the pach. It had enough for one day, but it wasn't full to the brim. It was big enough to hold one day, but there wasn't enough in there. And therefore, the nes was also on the first day that the pach was filled up, in order that they could be memale from it, kol kenei amenoira, u'lahadlik yoyim echad, u'mam gam la'achar, she'nichnes aboy ha'baracha, v'nismale, v'hoya bo al'ashira de yoyim echad. After it was filled up, they only had enough for one day. She'rapach lo ayocha l'achzik elek ashir yoyim echad. But it only had enough for one day. So therefore, they needed another nes every day that it should fill up. So when they found it, it didn't have enough. The nes was that it filled up. And then weiter, they needed more nesims, that it should fill up every day. Now, if you understand the Rambam, the Rambam says that the Chafei B'Kislev Nitzchuv Nechitz Kwan Beis HaMikdash. So Lefizeh, they only started lighting on Lel Chavav. Kam Makom, Kam B'Yoyim Chafei Kvar Nasi Shem Neis. She'oysoy Neis She'nismale Apach Shuchel Hadlik. Akopanim Adloka Rishoyna Hayim Yad B'Yoyim Chafei Lachar Metzius Apach. V'al Kein Shaper Roed Lahadlik Ner Chanukaso. The Pach was filled up even on the 25th. And Memele, even on the Beis HaMikdash, they only lit on the 26th, but we light on the 25th, because on the 25th there was a Neis that the pach was filled to the brim after it was missing. And that was the miracle. However, we can be mitaretz both in acher. Lashon ha'braisa, k'shinuch ziyovanam leichol temu kol ha'shmona shebechol, k'shavar ma'achot b'es ha'shmona ha'vnetzum bat kumul ha'batzu ha'pach ha'chot shemen, she'amunach b'chazam shokoyin gadol, v'lo yabal ha'had ha'gayim echot, nasa b'aynei svedlikim menu shmeni yamin. Ad kan lashon ha'gimore, we can answer by Pashas because she's a Beis Yosef. The Gemara doesn't say why they lit 8 days dafka, but since it's Mashmid Divrei Hashashmoni Yamin, they needed the Shemin. The Mefarshim are looking for a reason why 8 days dafka. The Chan says because they had Shemin Tar 4 days away, 4 days there, 4 days back, they needed 8 days to get back. The Beis Yosef writes, because they were all b'chetzkas tamei meisim, and they needed 7 days to become tahor, be'efer porav yoyim echad l'kitishat hazeitim. So they were all tamei meisim, they can't be Yosef with the new zeisim until they're purified. They needed 7 days to be purified, with the efer para, and 1 day for crushing the zeisim. Avol b'divrei hashas, advarim stumim. Doesn't say it in the Gemara. All it says is they lit 8 days. As lula divrei amafarshim, we could say b'divrei ha-gemara, that it says shenasu b'nes v'likim v'menu shmonus yamim, is not talking about the pach and the shemen. V'likim v'menu is referring to the neis. Sh'adei ha-neis, v'liku shmoni yamim. V'haino milvad yoim rishon, she'yamas b'galav ha-shemen she'bepach, v'liku od shmoni yamim v'moisa ha-shemen, she'nisra v'adei ha-neis. V'mken v'liku v'emes tisha yamim. Shmoyne yamim mishemen hanes, yom echad mishemen shebepach. Through the nes, they lit 8 days, besides the first day. Sheyamas b'galav hashemen shebepach. In other words, now we're saying, first mahalach was that there wasn't enough shemen in the pach. So, and the first day it was refilled. Aval, achshav anachem omrim, lo ayam aspik liyom arishon. The first day they lit, everything was cool, and then the nes happened the next 8 days. So the likum imenu from the after they lit on the first day, there was a nes, and then that lasted another 8 days. They really lit 9 days. 8 days from Shemen Nes. 8 days from miraculous oil. The first day wasn't a miracle. The first day was regular oil. The next 8 days were miraculous oil. V'yayim echad mishemen shebepach. And 1 day from the Shemen in the Pach. V'enachinami. Yom arishon eino min aminyan. V'lo kvuhu liyantif. K'imut sheyimas b'ka shemen shebepach b'tev v'lo yibo nes. K'avarak ches yom shekach uha yumei ha-nes. So they were koveh the 8 days. That was the miracle. Ulefi divrei Rambam, that the Nitzach HaMelchem was on the 25th, then the Kohanim went into the Beis HaMikdash and they found the Pach, and the miracle was done. So the fizeh be'emes, kavu gam yom rishon liyomtiv. So the first day, they made a yomtiv. So what was the yomtiv for? What was the meaning? We know we're celebrating chav hei. So maybe it was like the Beis Yosef said in his second teretz, shela'achar shenasnu shemen, shebepach b'neiros hamenora. After they put it in, so then the menorah was refilled. The pach was refilled, the jug was refilled. Kem shenach sevi yom heu bo yom erichu samanar alel chavav. Kem pam rishon asinais biyom bechav hei. Shchazim nismalei hapach. So what did they do? On the 25th, they filled it up for the 26th. And then it was filled, they poured out the oil, and then the jug was refilled. Since the jug was refilled, so it's gevaldik. The nes was done in Chav Hei also. And in this way, there was a nes 8 times, starting from Chav Hei. So since that first nes was on Chav Hei, Kavo Yom Chav Hei Liyom Rishon Shel Yom Tif. And then you're going to say to me, on the last day, there wasn't a miracle, because it was already filled miraculously. It was already filled miraculously on the 7th day. And then on the 8th day they poured it out, so that's no more miracle necessary. And the answer is that since the nes was done 8 times, so b'emes had liku tisha yamim, They weren't kovea the ninth day the mice on the eighth day was refilled. They just didn't make they didn't make the ninth day part of the yantif. They didn't make the eighth day, the ninth day part of the yantif. So they poured it out on the first, on Chaf Hei. It was refilled Chaf Hei, Chaf Vav. It was refilled 8 times, even on the eighth day. And the Maisa, they lived with this miraculous oil also on the ninth, but they just didn't make a holiday out of it. However, midivrei aposkim, it would appear that they didn't hold like this, kipashtus mashmos hashas, that they only lit 8 days, not 9 days, because they're all trying to figure out where the eight comes in. So it's hard to say a derech that wasn't said by the kadmainim, and therefore we can say a big chiddush that stems with the kadmainim, and that is, let's be medayik b'loshen abraisa, shapaycha ibem is gadol yoser mechdei hachadokas shir yom echad, because it says shematzu pachechad v'lo hayabo lahadlik yom echad. Doesn't say shelo hayabo, vilo hayabo. It says shelo hayabo, hayabo mashma the koyal apach. Shelo hayabo makom lahachzik rakashir aze, elo vilo hayabo. Shemashma shirotzono lomar, shekachaya maase, shelo hayabo beoto pach, yoter shemen. Mechdei hadlakat yom echad. Aval evshu shapach hayagado, vaya b'makom lahachzik shemen yoyser mikashir hadlakas yom echad. Shelo hayabo is mashma that it's referring to the pach. All the pach had was 1 day. It only had enough to fill 1 day of 1 day's worth of oil. Vilo hayabo could be understood that kachaya maisa. That it only had enough shemen for 1 day. But the pach could have been much bigger. If we said shelo hayabo, that would have implied that the pach itself can only hold a day's worth of oil. But vilo hayabo, and all it had in it was 1 day's lighting. I don't know if that diuk is so mukhrich, but akopana, maybe that's what it means. Maybe vilo hayabo means, even if it said shelo hayabo, but certainly vilo hayabo means that all it had was 1 day's worth. The jug was much bigger, and all it had was 1 day's worth. Lashon Shiltas, he says, Ahu Luga, Dishtakach Bechel Ahave Beishiur, the Yoima. Says, Da'im Ekshelet Luga Ushem Kli. Milashon Leginim Gedolim. The Shilim Mesechus Kelim, the Perish Kadim Gedolim. So the Kli was a Kli Gadol, says the Ha'im Ekshelet in Itziv. So Efshur Shapach, Hayagadol harbe, vayibo makom maspik lahachzik b'tzoichoi shemen, kishir ad lakos shmoyne yamim. So it could be the pach was much bigger, and had enough space to be machzik oil for 8 days. El shebshas himatzo lohaya mole akol gedosav. When they found it, they didn't have all 8 days worth in it. The Braisa doesn't tell us when the Nes was, that the Shemen was Misrabe, that they could light the other 8 days, light the whole 8 days. It just says it was a miracle and nothing else. So according to this, maybe we can say that the MS, the Pach was so big, when they found it, it was only enough for 1 day. Since the Hashem did a nes, to give them Shem and Tar, Mishum Chavivus, like the Pnei Yeshua says he wants to show his love for us, is anyway Tuma, which are at Chuyah B'tzibur. And they needed 8 days, Ad Shiyeh Lehem Shem and Tar Mechadash. They needed 8 days in order to get the new pure oil, like the Mefarshim say. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an eis, Shenismale Kol HaPach Miyad B'Yom Rishon. Maybe on the first day, it was filled for 8 days worth of oil. They only found enough for 1 day. And then the first day, it was filled for all 8 days. In this way, they won't have to worry about tomorrow. They already know it's all taken care of. You know, it's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu can put money in your bank every day for that day, give you that. Or Kadosh Baruch Hu can give you just put in $7.5 million and you know that you have for another few weeks, it's going to last you well. So that's the Chibah of Hashem. He gave them all 8 days of the first day. So that's, and the Nes was all on the first day. V'nase bo Nes. What's bo in the Pach? That the Pach was filled up. V'dliku m'menu shmoni yamim. There was enough there to light now for all 8 days. The Pach now contained enough oil for all 8 days. And the whole Nes was on the first day. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. V'nimot nisa b'shar yoimei. So why don't we just say Al-Nisim on the first day and not on the other days? Because the other days they already had enough oil. And the answer is no, every day was a miracle. Meaning, every day they were nana from the miracle. So you have to appreciate your hana from the miracle. So the Ikarnes was on the first day. They were lighting from the Pach all 8 days. So therefore, the Gemara's Chiddush is that you're right, the whole Nes was on the first day, but since they're nana from the Nes all 8 days, so Mimela, we celebrate 8 days. So that's an interesting Mahalach in the Sugya. And we have so much more to say. Oh my gosh. You know, you look in the Svarim HaKadoshim and you just see the volume of Torah there is on Chanukah. It's Yotzei Migedar HaRagil. So Ashreinu Matov Kolkeinu Manayim Goraleinu Umayafa Yerushaseinu. However, Kazachul, we started out with the kasha of what do the Kohanim HaKadoshim have to do with this? And what do the 8 days have to do with the Kohanim HaKadoshim? The Yashiv, the two members of Rabbi Tanchum, the Mala Master Ma'am of Sula, and Abor Rekinim Bo Mayim Mayim Be'em Bo Nachashim HaKrabim Yeshbo, and the Medrash, Hadudayim Nas Nurech Zavumin Shetzilas Yosef, Apsochenu Kol Magadim, is Ner Chanukah, that's a mitzvah Anicha La Pesach, so that we haven't been yet Miyashiv, but Od Chazon Lamoed, sweet friends, we have a lot to talk about still, so please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening.